City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by the American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 397. I'm Amy Matheny, and happy, happy holidays to all of you as we come here to the end of the year and our end of the year in review show. Andrew Davis, the managing editor of Windy City Times, will be on with me today. We're going to go over the news that made news in 2010 as we're heading into a new year. 2011 is right around the corner, and it's been a historic week for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Andrew and I talk a little bit about it, but so much changed yesterday that truly Don't Ask, Don't Tell is history. Obama has urged the Senate now, as they have passed the repeal for the 17-year-old ban on gays in the military. And so the repeal will come to Obama's desk, and he has urged them to be swift so that he may sign this repeal immediately. And that was the one promise he made that has happened now. Hate crimes bill and now Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. Senator John McCain, a huge adversary against the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And many people will continue to debate the harm that it will or won't cause. But all the information seems to say that this is an easy and quick adjustment for our military services and a benefit that they can serve openly and honestly and authentically with other gay and lesbian servicemen and women. And so it's a historic, historic time. And it's the end of the year, and what a gift for the holidays, for Hanukkah, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa and solstice, that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed. We are really looking forward to all kinds of new shows in 2011, including Ms. Cleo giving us her predictions on what she sees to come in 2011, and we'll think back to what she said about 2010. And if you're looking for a great Christmas gift, I have to give a shameless plug to our very own publisher, editor, Tracy Baim, and her book, Obama and the Gays, A Political Marriage. You can find out about how to get that book by going to our website, windycitymediagroup.com. So we're going to break for some news. Richard Knight Jr. telling us about the new Colin Firth film, The King's Speech, which many people say he will walk home with an Oscar in the early part of 2011, and probably a Golden Globe, and win many, many awards for his performance as King George, learning how to speak to people at a time when royalty was heard for the first time over the radio, and they had to become leaders who were heard by the people, and he had a trouble with that. So looks like a fantastic film. We'll see what Richard Knight Jr. thinks. And also, Santaland Diaries is still going on. Catch our very own Mitchell Fain running through December 31st at Theater Wit. And thank you to all of you who came to see Float. It was a fantastic ride, and I was glad that many of you could join me on it. So we're going to tell you what's going on in the news, and then it's more of what went on in this year of 2010.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Huh. Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
The U.S. House has approved a standalone Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal measure by a vote of 250 to 175, mostly along party lines. And on Friday, the Senate as well passed the measure before going home for the holidays. So now the bill will be sent to President Obama's desk for signing, and the 17-year-old ban, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, will become history.
Lesbian icon Martina Navratilova was hospitalized in Kenya because there was a fluid accumulation in her lungs after she attempted to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Navratilova was diagnosed with high-altitude pulmonary edema. She was climbing to raise money and awareness for the Laureus Sport for Good Foundation. Navratilova had reached nearly 14,800 feet when she was forced to stop.
In New York City, Queens resident Daniel Ailman, age 27, has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for viciously attacking 50-year-old Jack Price, a gay man, last year. In front of Queens Supreme Court Justice Barry Crone, Ailman apologized. He and Daniel Rodriguez, a friend who is awaiting sentencing, attacked Price so ferociously that he spent 3 weeks in a hospital with a broken jaw and a lacerated spleen, among other injuries.
In California, openly gay state senator Mark Leno, the Democrat from San Francisco, has introduced a measure that would require public schools to include contributions the gay people have made throughout history. The bill is similar to a measure the legislature passed 4 years ago. However, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed it.
Former President Jimmy Carter has said that the United States will be ready for a gay president in the near future. Carter added, "Step by step, we have realized that this issue of homosexuality has the same adverse and progressive elements as when we dealt with the race issue 50 years ago or 40 years ago."
Openly gay former U.S. Army officer Dan Choi has been hospitalized at the Brockton Veterans Hospital psychiatric ward after experiencing a breakdown and anxiety attack. He stated that his breakdown was a result of a cumulative array of stressors, but there is no doubt that the composite betrayals felt Thursday when the United States Senate rejected a measure that would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, as well as many who have exploited my name for their marketing purposes have added to the result.
In Colorado, Monica Marquez has been sworn in as a state Supreme Court justice, becoming the first Hispanic and openly gay justice in the process. Marquez, a 41-year-old native of Grand Junction, went to Stanford and Yale universities.
In Minnesota, Republican gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer has conceded the race to candidate Mark Dayton. Earlier this year, Target and Best Buy were in the midst of a firestorm in light of contributions they made to Minnesota Forward, a political action group that supported the anti-gay Emmer. Dayton begins his term on January 3rd, 2011.
In Florida, neo-Nazi John DiTullio has been found guilty on charges of first-degree murder and attempted murder. DiTullio broke into a mobile home 4 years ago and fatally stabbed Christopher King, 17, because he was gay. He also injured Patricia Wells because she befriended a black man. It was the second trial for DiTullio, who could get the death penalty. The first ended in a hung jury.
A working group of the National Collegiate Athletic Association has proposed a policy that would allow transgender athletes to compete on teams. Among other things, a female athlete who is making the transition to male would be allowed to play on a men's team at any time. However, if the athlete wants hormone treatment, then said athlete must get a medical exception for the use of testosterone, since the NCAA has banned the substance.
The nation's top military academies saw a 64% increase in sexual assaults during the 2009-2010 academic year. The Department of Defense announced that between West Point, the Naval Academy, and the Air Force Academy, there were 41 sexual assaults reported, an increase of 16 from the previous year. In addition, the department estimated that 41 attacks represented less than 10% of all sexual assaults, as most are not reported.
Apple is in the middle of a tug of war between supporters and opponents of an iPhone game that can be won if the user is against gay and abortion rights. The app Manhattan Declaration asks people to oppose immoral sexual partnerships, among other things. Apple removed the app, but the original authors plan to resubmit Manhattan without the controversial quiz.
In Georgia, U.S. District Judge Timothy Batten Sr. approved a $1 million settlement for the patrons of the gay bar Atlanta Eagle, who sued the city and police for violating their civil rights in a 2009 bar raid. 26 men were named in the settlement, as well as the Eagle and Rawhide Leather, a retail store in the same building.
And in world news, German scientists are saying that a Berlin man has been cured of HIV after undergoing a stem cell transplant. Timothy Ray Brown, otherwise known as the Berlin Patient, received the transplant in 2007 as a treatment for leukemia. The journal Blood ran an article that stated that Brown's blood tests strongly suggest that cure of HIV infection has been achieved.
In Brazil, same-sex couples in stable relationships will be granted the same Social Security pension benefits opposite-sex couples enjoy. The policy will cover formally registered workers who pay monthly Social Security fees. Gay and lesbian couples cannot legally marry in Brazil. However, a court granted same-sex couples inheritance rights and let them add their partners to health insurance and retirement plans about a decade ago.
The Canadian military has altered its policy so it can be more transgender inclusive. Under the new policy, soldiers can wear the uniform of their target gender, regardless of their biological sex, and personnel must give said soldier privacy and respect for his or her decision. However, the policy does not allow military honors to be reassigned to new names.
In Australia, authorities have released the image of a man who helped to hunt down and attack two gay men in Melbourne in October. The offender was part of a four-man gang that went out for the express purpose of attacking gay men. Police said that both of the victims had their teeth knocked out in the attack.
And in entertainment news, Ryan Reynolds, recently named People's Sexiest Man, has split from his actress wife, Scarlett Johansson, after 2 years of marriage. The couple reportedly split 6 months ago, with Johansson initiating the move.
Cyndi Lauper, Adam Lambert, and Lady Gaga are among the Grammy nominations. Lauper's Memphis Blues earns the celebrated singer her 14th Grammy nomination, this time for Best Traditional Blues Album. The openly gay Lambert is nominated for Best Male Pop Vocal for What Do You Want From Me? Gaga received 6 nods, including Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for the single Bad Romance. The Grammys will air Sunday, February 13th, 2011.
Actor Daniel Radcliffe and the Trevor Project have teamed with the social media utility Social Vibe to support the project's services. Radcliffe has recorded a video message showing people how they can directly support the Trevor Project's crisis and suicide prevention lifeline. The video is available via YouTube.
Nominations for the 68th annual Golden Globes brought some surprises, as Burlesque received a nod for Best Film, Comedy, or Musical, but Jim Carrey's I Love You, Philip Morris was shut out. The TV show Glee had 5 nods, including nominations for Jane Lynch and Chris Colfer, while Modern Family scored 3 nominations. Also, the acclaimed movie The Kids Are All Right received 4 nominations, including 2 for co-stars Annette Bening and Julianne Moore. The Golden Globes will take place on NBC January 16th, 2011.
Director Blake Edwards died at the age of 88 on December 16th, surrounded by his family, including wife Julie Andrews. Among his cinematic contributions were Breakfast at Tiffany's, Victor Victoria, 10, and the Pink Panther series.
Actor Kevin Spacey, while promoting his Golden Globe-nominated performance in the movie Casino Jack, said he still won't talk about his sexuality and that asking him about his orientation amounts to bullying. He added that he plans to make a video for the It Gets Better project.
Former American Idol judge Simon Cowell has denied that singer George Michael will be on the panel of Cowell's upcoming show, the U.S. version of his British hit The X Factor. However, Cowell has not yet confirmed who will be on the board, with names such as Mick Jagger being mentioned.
Carrie Fisher has disclosed her feelings regarding John Travolta's sexuality to The Advocate. Fisher said, "My feeling about John has always been that we know and we don't care. Look, I'm sorry he's uncomfortable with it. That's all I can say. It only draws more attention to it when you make that kind of legal fuss."
And things are expected to heat up on The Real Housewives of Orange County next season, with the addition of Fernanda Rocha, a 33-year-old Brazilian lesbian who works as a personal trainer, according to E! Online. Rocha will not be a main housewife, but will be one of the often-seen side characters. And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
Hi, I'm Richard Knight Jr., and here's your Night at the Movies Mega Minute. Colin Firth stars in the eagerly anticipated The King's Speech, his first starring role since playing gay, superbly, in last year's Queer Movie of the Year, Single Man. The King's Speech is another in a long line of films that pulls back the curtain on the backstage behavior of the closeted world of the British royals and offers an interesting history lesson to boot. The movie is primarily set in the mid-30s and chronicles the events that led up to England's entry into World War II in 1939. Firth plays George VI, who is ascended to the throne after the abdication of his fey, party man elder brother, Edward, played by Guy Pearce, who is scamp for marriage to the twice-divorced Wallis Simpson. George has also been saddled with a tremendous stutter, something he has mostly been able to hide from the public. But the invention of radio has changed everything, and now the common folk want to hear words of encouragement from their Royal Highness, especially with the approach of World War II becoming imminent. Luckily, Bertie, as he is called by the family, has finally been having success with his terrible stammer after his wife, played by a subdued Helena Bonham Carter, has set him up with the unorthodox but successful methods of an Australian speech therapist named Lionel Logue, played by Jeffrey Rush, who also executive produced the movie. From the start, the delightfully eccentric Logue has had his work cut out for him with the stiff Bertie, who has resisted his approach. My castle, my rules, Logue has insisted, and hesitantly the relationship with the tweet between the two men has taken hold, moving in fits and starts. Whether on purpose or not, it echoes George's speech patterns. The sparring between Firth and Rush are the heart of the film and give it a lively vitality. Rush, whose sly performances are often overlooked in the service of others, is marvelous. Firth, alternately droll and outraged, essays the physical challenge with his typical panache. It's the kind of performance that both audiences and critics typically love to reward, and in this case, would be deserved. Director Tom Hooper, working from a script by David Seidler, takes what on the surface has all the makings of one of those cough syrup stories, something that's good for you but not particularly involving or memorable, and thanks to Firth and Rush, plenty of elegant period detail and nice work from the film's composer, Alexander Desplat, and makes this King's Speech a royal dish worth sampling. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Mega Minute.
Hey, this is Cindy Lauper. Big shout out to Windy City Clearcast.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of December 20th, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Don't miss Oscar Wilde's best-loved comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest, full of Wilde's delicious digs at society life and the lies we tell for love. Featuring David Darlow as Lady Bracknell. Get your tickets now for The Importance of Being Earnest at RemyBumpo.org, playing through January 2nd. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Anyone out there? Bueller? Bueller? Post a comment at WindyCityQueerCast.com.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air. Carols everywhere. Olden times and share, sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Well, it's time. Can you believe it? It seems like we were just here, but it was a whole year ago. The year in review 2010, when we sit down with managing editor of Windy City Times, Andrew Davis, and we get to hang out for, you know, a little bit and talk about the year that we've had as a community.
What a year.
What a year.
What a year.
I'm having a little deja vu because this feels like we just did this. Right?
Yeah, I think it was 365 days ago, but yes.
Just about. So tell me, what do you think... will this year go down as a pivotal year for the GLBT community? We seem to have been in so many on a national level. If we start with the nation, on a national level, we seem to have been such the topic of not of some good and some bad and some hopeful stories this year.
Oh, I would say so. It's been a very interesting year. It has been pivotal, although I do kind of want to start off on a sad note, I guess, because I would say the national story this year has been the publicity.
There you go. I slapped him. He didn't slap himself. The publicity.
Publicity of suicides.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a problem all along, but this year...
There has been
like
a spotlight.
People and Dan Savage's It Gets Better program, all of these celebrities who have been recording videos and speaking out against bullying. I think in the... For a lot of students, it's been a very pivotal year, and hopefully things will get better for them very quickly.
Well, it's interesting that with some of the advances we'll talk about and some of the positives that happened this year, you know, it really seems that pendulum has swung the other way as well, and that what we're seeing is a lot of internal homophobia, a lot of external homophobia, and kids taking their own life for being perceived gay or for being gay. And definitely, I think that even though the GLBT community has done a good job at saying these are GLBT youth or children who have been perceived as GLBT, the mainstream keeps talking about just teenage suicides, you know, and has done a less potent job at really saying who's in jeopardy here and what is the cause of the jeopardy, right?
I would say so. And I mean, there's so many polls and other sources of information that verify that while, teens may be committing suicide, within the LGBTQ community, it's happening at an alarming rate. So, I think the microscope definitely needs to be turned on to that particular segment of the community. Because...
But we've seen the rallying, as you said, from the It Gets Better campaign, and stories on Glee showing bullying and really bringing this story to where it feels more personable and not just like a headline.
Although with Glee, it turns out the football player, of course, is
gay.
So, that was a very interesting episode. I so was not expecting that kiss.
No, it was a good shocker. So if teen, gay teen suicides was really probably the thing that was one of the biggest stories, I would imagine that the constant battle for Don't Ask, Don't Tell has definitely been at the forefront of a national debate.
Absolutely. And as you know, yesterday the U.S. House passed a standalone Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal bill, and they're hoping, in a reflection of I guess what happened with civil unions here in the state of Illinois, that the Senate finishes and that Congress passes it before the lame duck session wraps up, which is what happened with the civil union bill here in Illinois,
which is a very huge local thing, as we're seeing civil unions expand in the U.S. this year. And I've been saying for a couple of years that I thought Illinois would follow suit pretty quickly. There's just been so much activism and mobility and focus around that. So really, this Don't Ask, Don't Tell story is yet to finish playing out.
Right. It's yet to, hopefully, fingers crossed, the Senate will pass a similar measure before the end of the year. If not, you have a more conservative Congress coming in the next session, and it's going to be that much harder to get the bill to pass.
What are the other big national stories this year that that you reflect on?
It was really weird looking back. I kept going, wow, that really happened this year? It was like, but yeah, I mean, for example, the just going back last month, the elections. Mm-hmm. And what happened with the Iowa judges. Mm. And I don't know if
once again, that pendulum swinging, but tell our listeners what happened with the election.
Well, basically, the Iowa Supreme Court judges who voted for marriage equality, the ones who were up for election, all lost their seats, thanks in part to this huge conservative movement that involved the National Organization for Marriage and other groups.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was quite shocking. And those are the only judges out of all the judges who ran who lost their seats.
Mm. So once again, I mean, it's like two steps forward for us, and they are determined to knock it down.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a constant battle. I wonder, again, talking about the civil unions here in Illinois, I wonder about the legislators who voted for the bill, if a conservative movement is going to come here, and when those legislators are up for re-election, if they're going to try and really try hard to knock those legislators out.
Yeah, yeah. It's very, very, very interesting story. And one I think that we're going to see continue to play out, because I don't think, I mean, this has always been, I think the GLBT civil rights movement is always going to be one of perseverance and patience and steadfastness, I think, because it is something we're going to have to continue. There isn't, I mean, unless gay marriage happened, you know.
Well, we have the Prop 8 trial out in California. The appeals court is listening to arguments now. They have no set deadline regarding a ruling, interestingly enough. But I'm sure whatever the ruling is, it's going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. So,
yeah.
I think next year is going to be very interesting.
I agree. What else on a national front?
Well, I'm sure you remember Constance McMillan, the Mississippi teen. The Mississippi teen who was originally banned from attending her school prom because she wanted to wear a tuxedo and bring another female. And that just blew up nationally.
She was on Ellen.
Right?
People threw her a prom with, like, awesome celebrities.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
And she was also Grand Marshal of the New York City Pride Parade. And also, I think it was pretty interesting. There was one other item I was going to mention. It's currently slipping my mind. I'll come back. Oh, Target.
Oh, right.
Because there was that huge kerfluffle that occurred when Target donated $150,000 to Minnesota Forward, a political action committee that was supporting a Minnesota anti-gay gubernatorial candidate, Tom Emmer. That has a happy ending, though, because Emmer just recently conceded the governor's race to his opponent, Mark Dayton.
So does that mean we can stop boycotting Target? Because I haven't been in 8 months.
Really?
I have not been, and I went every week. I need somebody to liberate me and release me from the Target, and I've been waiting, so maybe you've just done
that. Consider yourself released.
Okay,
released.
I'm released. Now, on a national level, this is probably a little bit celebrity-oriented, but a number of people came out this year. We had our first country music singer.
Yes, Shelley Wright, who was actually Chicago's Pride Parade Marshal, Grand Marshal. Yeah, she came out, and
they were
also
in these communities that, you know, the country community is one where there's never been an out country artist out, and then we have the big Latin artist.
I was
going to
say Ricky Martin.
Two minority kind of communities for us as gays. They're not maybe minority communities. Well, maybe the Latin community.
The country community and the Latin community.
We have a you are a minority of gays in those communities. Not really. Just they're all closeted.
But no, it was great. I mean, Ricky confirmed what a lot of people already knew. And yeah, Shelley, that one surprised me out of left field, because when I heard that country star was coming out, I'm like, who could it be? I'm like envisioning Dolly Parton or Reba McEntire. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Or Tim McGraw, but sadly he didn't come
out. Yes, exactly. But I mean, I thought it was big that both of those, and they both wrote books, you know, and once again, people doing it on their own terms, people telling their own story before people start really continuing to tell what they think their story is. They seem to be well thought out now, celebrities coming out. On a international front, what do you think were the big stories of the year?
again, a lot of pluses and minuses. I think on the plus side, you could look at Argentina legalizing same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
That's great. Again, on the Latin front.
Yeah.
It's like you have these advances being made. Also, and this I found very interesting, in Poland, they have their first openly gay government official. He's on the Warsaw City Council. But what really blew my mind is that he's black.
Oh, wow.
I'm like a black...
In Poland.
I'm like a black Pole. Really?
Yeah.
Don't make any jokes
one of your
off
brothers,
of that.
There's right?
like a
no.
black Pole. I just realized what I said.
And Mexico City, too, was a story this year, right?
Mexico City, yes. They also legalized marriage. Mm-hmm. And there was some friction at first.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's really cool. Unfortunately, on the other side, we also have the bill in Uganda that's still being considered.
Right.
I mean, we've been talking about that off and on all year. But
and even Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, tried to make a public statement about Uganda's stance on that.
And
it seems really
the death
people have
penalty,
come out.
I'm like, really? Yeah. The death penalty just for being gay? Really?
Yeah.
That just seems so outrageous. Oh, and also before I forget, we can't forget the Pope's stance on condoms, which I thought was very interesting. He's like, in certain circumstances, like if
prostitution,
but not for birth control. So
that's a fine line.
Yeah,
I don't think prostitutes want to get pregnant, so it's probably some birth control going on there. Who knows? I think that a lot's going on with the Pope. Have you seen the acrobats, the bare-chested acrobats
I
who went
heard
to perform
about
for the Pope?
It,
yeah, very, very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Wouldn't it be something if the Pope came out?
Well, does he need to? I don't know. I mean, come on. So in Chicago,
yes.
There has been so much. As you said, Shelley Wright was our grand marshal. We had a really cool parade this year because an amazing thing happened because of a sports team here in Chicago.
Yes, the Stanley Cup was actually carried through the parade. And it was, who was his name? Brent Sopel.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Blackhawk player who carried the Stanley Cup. But yeah, I just thought that
was
such
an incredible
moment.
We've never had like a professional team in the parade like that, I don't think,
no,
have we?
Don't think so. I was thinking about that. Like the Cubs, I don't recall.
Well, the Cubs were represented this year as well.
I mean, before, but yeah, this year.
With Ernie Banks being in the parade as well. So it was kind of a big
So let's
year
hope
to
this
show.
Is the start of a yearly tradition.
The Bears, you guys are next.
Yeah, exactly. And the White Sox.
And
not
the
leaving
White Sox,
you out.
Not leaving you out.
But also something else that happened this year, Howard Brown. They let their CEO go, Michael Cook, and the CFO, Mark Jocelyn, over alleged mismanagement of funds. And so
it's been the scandal of the city for the past, they've got a big call out to try to keep themselves afloat here through the end of the year. I know
yes,
that,
$500,000. And I believe that the facility is 80%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know we're raising money for it this week during the float play, and a
amazing.
Lot of organizations have come around
yes.
and tried to. There are parties happening at the bar parlor that I was invited to, and lots of different bars. And I think everybody realizes the significance of this organization, and we as a community, what one or two people do, or some consenting minds, have done, can't take away how much good that organization can do for the city of Chicago.
I have never seen so many people of various backgrounds come together to raise money for an organization. Yeah,
yeah,
that's truly phenomenal.
Yeah, and I mean, it shows the power of this city, I think, to rally. And I think that's going back
Absolutely.
To why the civil unions bill has passed in Illinois. It'll be interesting to see if we start doing wedding announcements and civil union announcements in the paper. And
well,
try
I know
really,
we will.
Yeah, but I mean to really start on a real in a real, real way with consistency because that could really, I think, bolster some esteem around people and their relationships, even if just Windy City Times is the only paper able to do it this
year. And civil unions will become valid on July 1st. So
yeah.
Right after Pride Month.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
Some of the other stories in the city before we wrap up?
Mayor Daley stepping down.
Wow, it's a big deal, right?
Huge deal.
All these seats, Barack Obama's Senate seat, we've got the mayor's seat, the governor. I mean, this has been a year of change.
And it really resonates with our community because he is one of the most progressive mayors mm-hmm. in the country. I would say he and Gavin Newsom are right up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really, really big news. And who's going to take his place?
Do you have any predictions for yourself? Who you think are front runners or who should be front runners for the community?
Rahm Emanuel, I think, is just a front runner overall. Uh-huh. And I think he should be a front runner in the community. I recently interviewed him. He said he's for marriage equality.
Yep.
He seems to be pretty progressive. And so are Chico uh-huh. and Del Valle.
Yeah. Well, definitely people should read your review. They can check it out at with Rahm on the December 15th issue of mm-hmm. Windy City Times, and that's posted on our WindyCityMediaGroup.com page. I know it's gotten a lot of hits, a lot of people interested in what he has to say for the community. So great job there, Andrew, of getting that interview and getting him to tell his story to us. Other stories?
Of course, it was Windy City Times' 25th anniversary.
Yay! It's almost the place where we should leave it, isn't it?
Exactly.
25 years, and you've been with Windy City for a lot of those.
It feels
you?
Like 35. No, I'm just kidding. I started off as a columnist talking about the internet or the information superhighway
uh-huh.
back in the mid 90s. So, yeah, I've been with it for a while.
So 15 or
so
more
proud.
Years. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going on 10 almost. I am 10.
Yeah, you're 10.
I'm 10, so you've been there longer than 15. You have to be 17 or something like that.
Actually,
probably.
The biggest event in the LGBT community globally has to be our very own Amy Matheny turning the big 3-0.
Ah!
I think that's...
God love you. God love you. 30 is a good year. It's a good year. Well, Andrew, it seems like it's going to be very brief before we're here again. And actually, there's just going to be so much going on in the first 6 months. I hope you'll come on the show. And some of these news stories are still...
Oh, absolutely.
Still to be, laid out in front of us, especially... the pending mayor race will impact Chicago
yes.
so much. And, and we'll definitely see what is going to happen with Don't Ask, Don't Tell and Prop 8. So many of these stories are still to roll over into being stories and hopefully victories in 2011. And thank you for constantly bringing us the news every week.
Oh,
with
I love
such
doing
integrity.
It.
And also, we should just mention and a big thank you to you now personally on the air for Andrew provides us all of our news, news, world, and entertainment news for the Windy City Queercast each week for Kirk Williamson and I to bring to you. And so we really appreciate your dedication to
this program. Oh, it's my pleasure. Really, really
well.
It is.
All right, Andrew. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy New
to you.
Year. And our resolution is just to keep bringing good news to the community.
And happy 2011 to everyone.
Happy 2011 to everyone.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Happy holidays, everyone. It's been so great to have another year with you. I can't wait to 2011 when we will tell you what is to come with Ms. Cleo. And you know what? She's always very, very accurate, our Lady Cleo. Hope you all have a wonderful holiday and a wonderful New Year's. Please be safe, and I'll talk to you in 2011. Lots of love. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.